It's 8 past 8. The vaccine passports, the federal government is speaking about them, the state government speaking about them, business leaders are talking about them. Almost every day there's a story about vaccine passports. But what exactly will life look like with a vaccine passport? And what will it do to customer service? How will it be policed? For a look at that right now, Chris Smoyer is customer service expert. Chris, good evening to you.
Dennis, good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for giving us some time. How do you see COVID passports working?
Well, let's have a look at it this way. When we currently in our life need to give ID or a passport, we think of places like customs at the airport. We think of police. When they pull us over, and we even think of security guards at a nightclub or a bar. Now, we know that there's this, hesitancy that even though you've done nothing wrong, you've got to be quiet. You can't joke around. You hand them the passport or the ID, and you'll watch how they look at you and they judge you, and then they give it back to you and they either let you in the venue or they let you out. Now, if that's how we deal with those three, places that we attend, well, that's what's going to happen when we start going to other places. But this time, it's a little bit more relaxed. The places are more relaxed. So you've got cafes, you've got restaurants, you've got, shopping centres, places where we want to feel relaxed, where we want to feel at home. I seem to think that this COVID passport might make things just feel that little bit more serious.
It's interesting. It's either going to go one way or the other, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And what we did see, or what we sort of found in the initial stages, I think this sort of study came out of South Australia when they, a few months ago, they developed a role or a position called a COVID-safe marshal. And a COVID-safe marshal was something that was appointed at each venue to be kind of a person to just make sure the venue, enforce social distancing and the like. And my biggest, firstly, concern with the title, being marshal
yeah.
In the army. That's the first thing. But this is the interesting thing. I think people in the customer service industry have enough to deal with in terms of conflict management. And I think there are many businesses that need to lift their game on how we deal with conflict and escalated, difficult situations. Now, I feel that if a passport, which again is a great thing to have for the purpose of public safety, no one's disputing that, but I think if the passport is introduced and we have these, often young, inexperienced people who aren't necessarily good at dealing or equipped to deal well with these adversarial situations. What happens if I say to you, show me your COVID passport? Now that might trigger you. So you might come back and, be a little bit more aggressive or be quite difficult. I do have a concern that, there are people that aren't going to be well equipped to deal with the fallout and the conflict and the difficult situations, which is fundamentally going to be bad for business. Now, if you arc up yourself at the airport and say, when someone says, show me your passport, you say, get stuff to the COVID guy, to the customs guy, well, look, then you've got some serious repercussions that they're trained for, but I don't think so at a cafe.
Are we going to see perhaps, Chris, when people go to their favourite fast food restaurant, that there's going to be someone on the, marshal on the door?
Well, and this is an interesting thing. I don't know that, but you just made me think when you said favourite restaurant. Imagine this. You go, and Dennis, you've got your favourite cafes, I'm sure, and restaurants. So you go to a cafe now and the owner says to you, oh, Dennis, welcome back. Great to have you here. We love you visiting, all of that sort of stuff. Imagine what would happen. You might have been a patron or customer there for 20 years and all of a sudden you go there and you have someone basically just walk in front of you, put their hand out in front of your face and say, stop, show me your passport. Now, look, I might have been exaggerating there, but you can kind of get the idea of the feeling. I mean, how's that going to make people who have been regular, supportive, well-mannered customers for many, many years? I don't necessarily think it's going to do well for relationships.
Is it possible, though, Chris, that for the sake of all of our well-being, that we'll just go, this is just the new way we go about things, and as you're quite happy to show you my license or my passport or whatever for the sake of everyone else.
Look, absolutely. And I think, you know, we can see that now within in the various states, you know, with the QR codes as well. But what I, and again, and I think the majority, well, look, we don't know because it's hard to say majority in terms of giving it a percentage, but I think people would comply. But what I do worry about is I worry that, the businesses that are supposed to be, you know, cultivating relationships, you know, having these heart-to-heart and, you know, eyeball-to-eyeball interactions, I do worry that the compliance around showing a COVID passport could be taken as a bit of a substitute for customer service. So instead of getting, you know, I'm talking more about the warm greetings, the you know, how you're going, all of that stuff that makes someone feel valued. I do get concerned that, you know, whilst, yeah, you might not be adversarial, I do get concerned that, you know, the businesses are going to say, well, no, we've got compliance to enforce first. It's all about your QR code and your passport, and customer service would come as a secondary sort of, or come as a back seat, and that would be my concern.
But couldn't your passport be something that is a part of your mobile phone that you simply swipe on when you enter a building?
Well, I'd say so. That's what I would think, and I think, you know, having said that, I mean, maybe this, let's just play devil's advocate for a second. You know, perhaps, you know, in time, this could be something that could inspire better customer service. I mean, I could show you my COVID passport, and when you scan it, it comes up with what I've ordered the last three times, what my favourite drink is. You know, so it's one of those interesting things that, you know, when we look at technology moving forward, you know, passports and mobile phones, they're a great way to give, you know, organisations history about a customer. So again, you know, why stop at history of vaccines? Why not give history of how we like to be served?
So you're concerned about Big Brother?
I don't think I'm concerned about. Well, no, not at all. I think the more data that a business has to find out more about their customers' preferences, if used well, I think is a really good thing. And I know, you know, we started off talking about the vaccine, but now we're moving to talk about just preferences in general that's stored on a mobile phone. I know that you know, I think the biggest hotel, one of the best hotels in the world for customer service, the Ritz-Carlton, have a database globally based on their customers in terms of, you know, how bright they like their rooms, where they like their window shades, what's their favourite drink. So it is interesting that if the data is used well, it can be something, you know, that can inspire better customer service.
Coming out of a pandemic, Chris, is there any other way but to have a passport?
Oh, well, I mean, I think for public safety, I haven't thought about that. But and as I said, you know, when I look at this prospect of a COVID passport being required and what other countries are doing, I don't have any criticisms to it on the basis of what it's going to be. So I don't necessarily think so. But having said that, though, if you look at it from the perspective of governments are trying to get people, well, keep them safe, to get them into venues. You know, Europe that has had cafes, restaurants closed for months, almost a year. I think if the whole purpose of it is to keep people safe but get them back into business, wouldn't you hate it that, yeah, people don't mind having the, yeah, well, we have the passport, but no one wants to use it, or no one wants to go into a venue, and it goes the opposite way. I think we've got to, you know, weigh up both of them, that we want to get people back into business, we want to get customers back in their seats at restaurants paying for meals,
so
and
it's more
enjoying themselves.
It's not so much the COVID passport, it's the awkwardness of how it's going to be implemented, and who's going to have the responsibility of telling a customer, no, we can't serve you because you haven't shown us your passport. That's the issue, isn't it?
That is completely the issue, Dennis. And this is the interesting thing. You know, look, there are some businesses that do this well. There are, I believe, many organisations that don't invest enough in their people and in their training. And this is the problem. Kind of going back to what we said at the start. You know, if I'm a restaurant owner, am I going to be the person that steps up and has those awkward conversations, or am I just going to make someone who's, you know, just employed on their school holidays or on their uni holidays, you know, on lesser wage, to stand out the front and cop the backlash? And I already think, you know, there are some businesses, and I know Bunnings has done fairly well in this in terms of some of the viral content we've seen online when customers arc up over simple mask wearing. But I think that, you know, and Woolworths again, and Coles with the toilet paper, I think frontline staff have got it tough at the moment in terms of customers and vice versa. So I think it's really important that, you know, when we're enforcing this, that we provide the right person the right amount of training, you know, being able to effectively de-escalate adversarial situations, try to keep the customer, make them feel valued, all of those things that we would expect normally that just must continue when we've got a passport.
Chris Smoyer, thank you very much for joining us, customer service expert. Your calls, 96 900 693 13 13 32.